Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is with great remorse that I am writing this. After many years as a peer and many years as a friend and podcast host, I have decided to end my friendship with Chuck Anderson. I'm saying this publicly so that the fans and media members can please stop asking me about his illegitimate children. I don't know. My family doesn't know, and neither do my kids. Unfortunately, I live in Nashville, so the questions are unavoidable, but hopefully this helps to clear things up. Truth be told, I never liked the guy. He works too hard and makes the rest of us look bad. He's my son's favorite co-host, and I view that as a complete betrayal of how hard I've worked to put a roof over his head. I'm sorry I'm having to give this Drake response, but I feel like this is the best way to address this issue that I'm clearly losing also. I wish everyone the best of luck with their illegitimate children, especially my podcast hosts. Oh, and a giant middle finger to John Burr also, just because. All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith, here once again with my buddies Chuck and John.
Hey now.
Together in the same room.
Look out!
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you.
Let's do a little rundown, what everybody's wearing. Keeson is a Bill Laimbeer, face mask, blue shirt.
Yep.
You guys are on brand. I messed it up. Although, wearing a Diego Maradona jersey is kind of on brand for me.
Yeah.
I am
obese and dying.
Mm-hmm. Well, and...
And I flail birdie fingers at people.
Yeah. I saw a picture of Maradona looking very excited, and they said there was evidence of blood found in his cocaine.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I have not had my stomach stapled multiple times.
No.
Like Diego Maradona has had gastric bypass surgery.
Really?
How many professional athletes have had gastric bypass surgery? How far do you have to fall?
Rex Ryan, was he ever a professional player?
I don't think
so.
No,
he's a daddy's boy. That's how he got.
Oh, yeah, he's a buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
No? Who else?
I can't
probably
really
Charles Barkley would. I could see Charles Barkley.
Think about it, though. I mean, Maradona was the king of sports where you're the king of running.
Yeah.
He got so fat he had to have gastric. That's impressive.
Oh, man. I'm always impressed by the fat athlete.
Well, you see how Mike Bibby post-NBA,
he
quit doing cardio and it all went to his arms.
What on earth is that?
Looks like a Roblox character.
Yeah. He's Vin... He's biodiesel.
He's Vin Diesel, but he's over 6 feet tall.
Yeah. I know.
Can you imagine?
He is Groot.
They should put him in a Fast and Furious. They can fight on a plane.
Like, chiseled out of marble. Did you see that thing with Dwayne Wade, though?
No.
Do you remember?
That was hilarious.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Remember in 2012 when the Knicks were playing the Heat and Mike Bibby lost his shoe and Dwayne Wade threw it out of the...
Yes. How could I forget?
Right. So Wade basically says, 2012... Here, punk, go get your shoe. 2018. Sorry, sir. Did you drop this? In that world, I'm not. It's
and
not
I
exactly.
Believe, I believe Gabrielle Union was the one who brought the photo to Dwayne Wade's attention. Gabrielle Union, who John does not know who that is.
Correct.
That's
was she in Fast and the Furious?
She was in Bad Boys 2. She was Will Smith's love interest.
She's never been in a Fast and the Furious. It seems like she could have been in one of those.
Like I know Bad Boys 2.
I know you know who she is.
I don't.
It's insane.
She's super funny.
She's great on the internet. Yeah,
she's a Twitter persona?
No, she's just a famous person.
She's a famous person. She's on Twitter. She's got followers.
That's a Twitter persona.
Yeah. No, she's a...
I mean, a Twitter persona is someone who was not famous.
She's literally been in multiple movies that you've seen at least twice.
She's literally just very famous.
Help me break through this.
I think you're being purposefully obtuse.
I'm not. I'll
Google
her right now.
You for sure know who Gabrielle Union is.
Gabrielle.
She was in that cheerleading movie.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't help.
She's in Bring It On.
Bring It On. She was the...
Hurts your case.
Okay. See, John, this is
John,
why you don't...
You're just being ignorant.
Now you claim to know movies. I'm the guy that's only seen good
films. The Brothers? No.
You've seen the brothers.
No. The 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, that's like a 90s.
I saw that.
Classic.
She looks like somewhat. She looks like Laura from Family Matters.
Laura. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I have seen Cradle to the Grave.
Yeah, and she's in that. She's the one that, what's his name, DMX?
I saw 10 Things I Hate About You the same night as The Matrix.
Ooh. The Matrix was it changed my life.
In my defense, this is a bad career. A very bad career. And I am the person who sees every movie.
Yeah, you
and
are.
And I have seen almost none of these. This is a terrible career. She was on Family Matters as Mall Girl.
Oh, okay. She's been in the
That's
game,
That's like
bro.
How I went and saw... I always thought I went and saw every movie when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out every movie that my wife, who I did not know at the time... she went on tons of dates in college, she says, and they all went to the movie. She saw in the theater every movie I did not see from like 1996 to 2005. She's like, I saw the worst movie ever, Van Helsing. I never saw that. She's like, oh, I saw it in the theater.
In her giant filmography, I have seen 4 of these movies. I do not know who Gabrielle
Union is. You have seen Bad Boys 2 countless
I've seen
of
Bad
times.
Boys 2. I've seen Cradle to the Grave. I've seen 10 Things I Hate About You. And I have seen parts of Chris Rock's horrible top 5.
Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about this?
That's
Jet Li, Seagal, DMX.
And DMX.
Or
yeah.
Seagal, DMX.
What's
the Jet Li, DMX?
Is there a Romeo Must Die?
That's Jet Li. Yeah.
Those
has that awesome
very,
Aaliyah song.
Very, very close
And I think they all have Anthony Anderson and Tom Arnold as an unstoppable comedy duo. But, yeah, I mean, this is a very poor career.
Somebody should tap those two into, like, just a machine where they're the buddies.
I'm pretty sure they'll run for president.
Film. Oh, Tom Arnold.
Yeah. And Anthony Anderson. Oh, it is Jet Li, DMX.
It's Cradle to the Grave.
Yeah,
I knew I was right.
But Anthony Anderson's not,
it sucks.
Not in that one.
Let's see here.
I can't keep track.
Ooh, Mark DeCasas. Anthony Hopkins is in this.
See?
DeCascos, who was the Top Chef guy. Whew.
Once upon a time, DMX ruled the world.
I love DMX.
Never forget that once upon a time, he ruled the world.
It's dogs.
Dogs!
Speaking of my ignorance level, where John does not know Gabrielle Union, I'm aware DMX is famous. Don't know what his thing is.
In one year, he had 2 platinum records.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I believe you.
And he was the only rapper alive that mattered.
He is a living dog.
Is he up in here?
Yes.
Well, no, he has lost his mind.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
okay. That's the only bit of information.
Keith,
actually, I'll say 2 bits of information. Up in here, Cradle to the Grave.
That's it.
Keith, if you keep acting like this, you're going to make him lose his mind.
Yeah. I figured.
Well, I could literally do a whole podcast about DMX. I talked to John for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, we talked
30
for
minutes
a long time.
About a DMX origin story we got discovered by the CEO of Def Jam Records in Yonkers. It's an incredible story.
DMX is one of the only guys whose real name is like, probably to me, more badass than his fake name.
His name is Earl Simmons.
That's a really cool name.
It's a strong name.
Yeah.
Well, since we're back all in person together, it allows us to go on more tangents. We can feel them.
Right.
Not wondering if John is hearing us.
Or staring at kids at Monkey Joe's.
Or standing outside a daycare.
That's right.
With his zipper half unzipped, because that's the kind of pants he buys. Anyway.
I remember the last time I left the house with my zipper all the way up, and I think it's sometime in Never Ember.
Did we have breakfast, guys?
Man, a protein bar. My back has been dogging me, so I woke up, took meloxicam and 800 of ibuprofen, and then show up at John's house and have him bring me out prednisone. But you have to...
prednisone, by the way.
Yeah, dog. Dad's a vet and just sends that hardcore horse steroid
40 shit. MGs come out and say, Chuck, take half of this, man.
Don't go crazy. So I...
this will dilate your pupils and maybe your urethra, take it easy.
Yeah, my back has been, messed up.
You got that Kerr back?
I got that Kerr back.
You got that Michael Porter Jr. back?
You know how I heard it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You know how I heard it? Throwing cinder blocks in my backyard.
The Chuck workout?
The old Viking workout.
Yeah, so I got bored, so I took... My backyard is effectively an industrial yard, because I have, a shipping container back there and old, pipes from, construction, PVC large
runs. Do you beat tires with hammers?
So I took this giant, chain link fence post. Like, it's, 7 feet tall. And I just start swinging it in the backyard. And then I take 2 cinder blocks and stand them up and run that bar through it.
We were back to masochism.
And I was doing
some pull-ups,
push-ups. Was doing clean and jerk and press. Like,
yeah.
And clean and press. And like, so I just was like, all right, just do one more. I got it up, and yeah. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
My whole life just like went white.
I think I felt something snap in my ass.
Oh, I heard a pop. I just like literally dropped it and stepped back. And my back, it's not been right ever since.
You live in my mind now. You live in the trailer,
True Detective,
that is in front of like a junkyard. You're where Werner Herzog was hanging out.
The last time I picked Chuck up, he just came out with a gas mask and totally nude.
You're one part Reggie Ledoux, one part the villain of Jack Reacher.
Yeah,
just living in a trailer in a junkyard.
Yeah,
so come to my house, discuss basketball with me.
Either that, or you're for the fathers out there. The guy from the Circus McGurkus. We're cleaning out the junkyard.
Okay.
You're Sneelock. You're Sneelock.
Which one's real, Gabrielle Union or Circus McGurkus?
Deep dad talk today, boys.
Deep dad talk. John, what did you have for breakfast?
I also had prednisone for breakfast. I had prednisone, and then I had my Vitamix shake that I made.
And y'all gotta be careful. That prednisone lowers that immune system, makes you more susceptible.
It also makes
sick.
Your face really fat. Quick question, guys: is my face really fat?
Have you been taking prednisone for the past 4 years?
I'm gonna need a control before I answer.
You need to put up your shields first.
My breakfast was. I've been on a.
Well, don't you want to hear what was in the shake?
No.
No. Okay. Vitamix,
that sounds
whatever.
Valid. Gross. Sounds terrible.
It's a weird one.
I just had which has become my standard. I'm really on a vanilla yogurt kick.
Oh.
Just coffee, vanilla yogurt. Bam.
You know what?
There's a lot of self-flagellation in this room.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm sure you're in weird, woo! Kinky BDSM stuff because there's no way you enjoy life.
We are all just punishing ourselves.
Right. We're all beating ourselves up.
We got to get some good breakfast. I'm going to Vegas in a couple weeks. Chuck.
I'm there.
Is going to be there
for a day. I'll be there for a day. Friday the 6th, I get in at noon and I leave that night.
Okay.
So
I'm having breakfast with power listener Damon Rangula
the next day.
The next morning.
He's not flying in until the next morning.
I think he'll be there. No, he's playing poker all day Friday. Maybe you can track him down at the poker tables.
DeMond's in Vegas. I'm seeing DeMond.
That's exciting.
Forget it. That's my dog. We ate steak and eggs in L.A. and went to watch Kobe play his last season.
That's pretty awesome. But I am excited, so hopefully I'll get a little more variety, an actual good breakfast.
DeMond helped me buy this iPad.
I remember that on Slack.
I was more helpless than when I was desperately Googling Gabrielle Union.
That's the homie. Shout out to DeMond.
So we got some good breakfasts coming up, hopefully. All right, after our breakfasts, we move to our breakfast in bed apologies. This is our chance to make right what we might have gotten wrong on any previous episode. Does anyone have anything they need to apologize for?
I mean, we already did the deep dad talk, but I'm sorry. I might cry this episode. My kids met this weekend or the day before Father's Day. So the last time.
Yeah, we haven't spoken.
We haven't spoken in a while.
That brings me to my apology. I'm sorry that your kids had to meet Uncle Grandma.
Oh, yeah. John is...
I spent a lot of time with Chuck's children. For me, that was a lot of...
It was.
That
it was
a lot of children.
Probably
time.
15 minutes.
Well.
For him, it was...
Have you heard of the theory of relativity?
Right.
It fell a lot longer than that.
I brought him to the bar. You know, my daughter's 15 going on 16, and she wanted to see the bar, and John was working behind the bar, opening up.
I did you a solid.
And, yeah, I was just like walking, just getting the truck ready, talking and leave my kid there, and John has basically ruined my son's ability to trust people ever again.
Sure.
Handing him limes, saying, here, this is sweet.
It's candy.
We got that. That actually was on
candy.
The last time we spoke.
Yeah.
We
was it?
The John tricky.
Oh,
I think it's gone further. I did hot pepper him this time.
No, he got hot pepper challenged.
I don't know.
Chuck's kid takes it better than Chuck.
Oh, no. He's
he just said, he just goes, this is spices. this is not sweet. This is spices.
Yeah, we got it.
Your daughter loved it.
Oh, yeah. We have a habanero chili tincture that we put in a
palo. It's real hot.
Nice. It's real hot. And it just a little drop he gave my kid without my permission or knowledge.
Right.
I was babysitting, though.
But I gave him, you know. Well, John hands him a bar rag, and he has him wipe down all the counters.
I also like for him to take all the nipples off the bottle. He's my nipple twister.
He's a nipple twister, and he says that to him as soon as he sees him. And
you ready
makes
to twist some nipples?
Very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
I don't know if we need to edit anything, but I do know, Chuck, that there is a soundbite in there where you say, I took my daughter, who's 15, going on 16, to the bar.
Right.
So, I mean, I know there's a, there's context. Well, there's... But I want to let you know that soundbite does exist.
It does exist. And, it was like 4 o'clock.
But I did you a solid because I portrayed the grizzled, miserable bartender. Because I have a pretty sweet gig. I work like 1 or 2 days.
Right.
Opening, it's the easiest thing in the world.
It is.
And
that's why you don't close.
His daughter... Oh, no. His daughter comes in. She's like, I want to work in a bar so bad. And I just immediately took on the persona of, girl... I don't want in this business. Let me tell you how bad. And by the end of it, she's like, "You're right. I don't know. I do not want to work here." Thank you.
Yeah, there is. There is
scared straight.
There is video of my daughter and my son meeting.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
This will be my last thing. This is why I'll stop the apology. What the second? And I didn't know what happened until I watched the video after. But the second they hugged, I made this noise.
Oh,
it was kind of surreal.
Mm-hmm.
I went.
Some call it the dismount.
I went. Yeah. And that was my all the remnants of my ridiculous life leaving my body because I have 2 kids I got to take care of now.
Right.
That's special.
It is. Sorry, guys. If you tune into the show for my wild escapades, you better go listen to old episodes.
Yeah, because we're only talking about now consequences.
We're talking about consequences. We're talking about using things.
We're talking about reality. We're talking about responsibility.
We're talking about a daughter who could download and listen to my podcast.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of these things. And
if Chuck's kids are listening, you better be wearing those luchador masks I bought you.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Father's Day, I go. I take my kids all around Nashville, and then we end up watching luchador wrestling with John Burr.
That's pretty awesome.
And it was amazing. He bought both of my kids' luchador masks because he was afraid if he bought my son one, my 15-year-old daughter would get mad she didn't get it.
I have no idea how children's minds work. I just remember jealousy being a huge thing. Sharing, can't share a mask.
Right.
Cannot share a mask.
No.
Cannot share a Mexican wrestling mask.
Never again.
My apology is on our episode right before the draft. We were espousing, I especially was espousing, that the following 7 days from that episode would be insane. That would carry us through the NBA draft. It was fine. I mean, like,
who cares?
Dwight Howard got traded, which was hilarious. But nothing happened. Like, no NBA players got traded on draft night. That was a huge bummer. We had a lot of fun at our Memphis Grizzlies watch party in Nashville.
Define fun.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of fun.
Existential dread.
Well, sure, there was the picks, which I guess we will get to in a Grizzlies epilogue, breaking down how it's hard to get excited or sad, really, about what they did. But it was fun draft night, but there was none of those big trades. I thought something big was going to happen. I mean, since then, we've gotten Gortat for Austin Rivers, which, again, it's fun. That's titillation. I love it. But wasn't exactly the big news that I was promised. So I'm sorry.
We really thought some things were going
about
to happen.
That.
I mean, particularly in drafts past, we were kind of...
Crazy things have happened.
We've been conditioned for madness.
Yeah.
And all we got was carefully worded Woj tweets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was in and of itself somewhat funny.
And in addition to your apology, I want to apologize for just Googling where Dwight Howard went.
No, he's going to be a free agent.
He's gone nowhere.
He's going to be bought out.
Oh, okay.
He's in the ether.
So he's like Brooklyn. He's effectively on the Nets.
He's technically on the Nets.
But
he's like so many
farts,
Chuck. He's just out there.
Yeah, bo.
As my son said, I said, son, did you toot? Do you stink? He said, yes, but it goes away.
No.
I'm
your
sorry.
Your son is like...
I love everything he says. It's hilarious, zen. But I feel like it's also just I'm Bill Cosby doing the kids say the darndest things.
His kid is Jean-Paul Sartre.
All right. After our breakfast and bed apologies, before we get to the steak and eggs best thing, and we might actually talk about basketball now, we have a few questions submitted by our Patreon supporters. The croissant questionnaire.
Any questions?
Yes. Are you going to finish that croissant?
Knock yourself out.
That croissant. Finish that croissant.
John, did you pull some? Or I got a couple I can pull out, too.
Go for it.
All right. Ball from Grace asks, if Carmelo gets bought out by Oklahoma City...
We both went to the same one.
What is the ideal landing spot for him? Retirement, not an option in this scenario. I'm also going to say the Chinese Basketball League, not an option.
Okay.
So
no
what
Shanghai
is the,
Sharks.
What
no big
is the
three.
Ideal... No Szechuan Blue Whales.
Okay.
What is the ideal landing spot for a bought out Carmelo Anthony?
What do we got? What is he now? Is he Mellow, Hoodie Mellow? Like in his brain, Is he mentally still the guy who
him going back to Hoodie Mello is a bit tone deaf.
Right.
Like, you did that last summer.
Right, but like in his head, is he the alpha, or is he a guy that can take a role?
Well, he did. Does him taking this contract signify a change in his own viewpoint of himself?
No.
Doesn't
him getting $29 million.
So he's going to get paid.
But in my weird world, in my head, he like thinks he's probably worth more than that.
So in my brain, which is probably broken and probably cares or probably values Carmelo too highly still, I feel like I wouldn't hate seeing him on the Blazers if he could accept a role. This is bought out. Like,
okay, so this
bought
is,
out if he could accept the role.
He's
on,
still paid, and he's going to a team to try
Hornets
to help them.
The Hornets just need buckets.
Oh, my God. Come on. He's not going
He would not go to the Hornets, but Michael
Jordan's
this
is a New York City guy. He's going to go to a place where there's, you know, at least a chance for him to have some sort of life.
If the Pacers strike out in free agency, he could play on the
Charlotte
Pacers.
Or Indiana.
He opted into Oklahoma City.
He was miserable
Oklahoma
there.
City.
He opted into $30 million.
Right.
I mean, I
think teams that could still use him.
Cavs?
Yeah.
If he goes anywhere that isn't shiny, if he goes anywhere that isn't shiny, it has to be for a ring.
Cavs?
No, he's not getting rings. He's not chasing rings.
You don't
no
think,
one wants him to chase rings. He can chase second rounds. He should be chasing the second round.
No,
of the
Cavs, Grizzlies. I'm trying to think of places with gaping holes.
Could he play for the minimum in Houston?
Like, could he not go to the Pelicans?
I know. I'm different.
The Pelicans would be nice.
I think he's actively like
bad.
Detrimental to your team.
He hurts your team.
So a lot of people think he's actively detrimental.
Only because he can't shake that mentality that he's the man.
I feel like he can provide something to teams that are starved for offense and that have gaping holes at like the 4 and 3.5.
God, you're and just talking about Miami.
Yeah.
No, we're pretty
Miami
good at the
needs
four.
Buckets,
we
sorta.
Need buckets. I mean, I mean,
get him on that South Beach diet. Get him in that.
Get
that
him
culture.
In there and get him in the culture. No, I could see it happening,
get
like
him on
a
that
reclamation
body fat.
where he drops some weight and it's shiny. It's Miami.
The only scenario where I'm like that you could talk life? Me into where it works is like the Miracle Spurs Pop thing.
Yeah,
where I, Pop, think, like,
I don't
makes,
know if you know this, John. Miracle Spurs left town.
Ooh. Yeah, but I mean, if you told me that Pop turned Carmelo into something useful in the NBA again, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, he's extended Pau Gasol's career, I think.
Rudy Gay had a little
had
flurry.
A pop.
Rudy
Boris,
Gay did, I mean...
What if he did Boris Diaw things?
Rudy Gay's coming back from a huge injury last year.
Right.
He was fine last year. I don't think he was reclaimed
right,
by any
right,
means.
Right.
His seasons in Sacramento, even though no one saw them,
but he did get,
were better than what he did
right.
He did get Rudy to change his mentality about who he is as a player.
Again, I feel like that's a false narrative. I feel like Rudy Gay has always understood who he was. He's just not that good. He
right.
just was told to be
he
that guy.
He was told to be that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a Grizzlies fan, you know what Rudy Gay
is. He's always like the greatest guy, says all the right things.
Right.
Like,
he's not
he
a locker
mentally
room cancer.
He can tell you what his
role
should
Rudy's
be.
Gay fan. Here's Rudy Gay when he was traded for Jose Calderon. You were just like, yay, good.
Yeah.
So I think the best answer... I don't feel like I feel like the Miami Heat would be a good option.
I actually don't like, hate him in Miami.
I feel like if he could join a bad team, I mean, I don't know. The Hornets are probably blowing it up, but if the Hornets are chasing, if the Pistons are chasing, playoffs, I don't hate it there.
So, but this is bought out Melo. Nobody's trading
bought out
for
Melo.
That.
No one's trading for that. All right,
I think the Thunder should buy him out and re-sign him.
Can you
find a way? Monte World Peace asks. Actually, I'm going to make this kind of a dual question, guys.
Okay.
We're going to start with a Feeling Minnesota question and follow up with a Monte World Peace question. Feeling Minnesota asks, which fad was more detrimental to the playing careers of young players? Cocaine in the 1980s or excessive Fortnite playing in the 2010s?
Ooh.
Follow up, if you could pick one thing for 33% of the NBA players to be addicted to, what would it be?
Social work.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I
don't know what that is.
I
feel like Fortnite is probably, like, video games can make you better at things
Let
sometimes.
Me tell you who's super happy 33% of his players are addicted to Fortnite, not cocaine. Pat Riley.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because he watched actual cocaine probably being snorted in locker rooms.
Right.
And these are guys who come from the old age, and they go, yeah, we want these young kids who play together, who don't hate each other, and stay in their rooms on the road, and they play Battle Royale.
I am also on the... I mean, we are joking. We're making light of
we
a serious
are.
Subject where there was terrible tragedies in the NBA
died.
On
Lynn
cocaine.
Bias.
But I do not think this is a detrimental habit, as far as I can tell.
The Fortnite stuff? No.
This is keeping the guys in their rooms.
Yeah.
Your biggest concern with these millionaire giant targets, because you go out, you're a millionaire athlete. Guess what? There's a bunch of people just trying to pop off to get a check.
Are they lame?
Buy me some shoes.
Who was that guy who got? Who was the guy who got robbed in the meatpacking district and shot? Was it Clay Anthony Early?
No, it wasn't.
I don't know who was robbed, but I'm pretty sure Robert Swift did the
robbing. It wasn't in meatpacking. It was in Astoria, Queens. And yeah, it was at a strip club.
It was Clean Tony, right?
But yeah, Clean Anthony.
Yeah.
And he Clean Tony, yeah, he was in the wrong part of town by himself, too rich with no strap.
Right.
And he, yeah, and that's why Plaxico shot himself in the club, because people come after you.
I mean, worst case scenario with a Fortnite, you're like, oh, this guy stayed up all night.
Right.
You're like, that is
not. Yeah, that's the worst case.
That is not even approaching anywhere worst case scenario, guys just going out.
Look at
like
Jordan
before game
would
day.
Stay up gambling till 6 a.m.
You're not going to write. You're not going to write a like a where is he now? Larry Nance could have been somebody. Michael Ray Richardson ruined his career. Lynn Bias is dead because of Fortnite.
Michael Jordan's dad had coins in his eyes because of Fortnite.
Now the backup question, the follow up question: what would you like the players to be addicted to?
Oh, sex and drugs for the sake of the podcast.
No.
Yes, I want it. I want tawdry stories.
I
miss those old
Fast break
days.
Breakfast after dark.
Right. I miss those. I love the stories of Jordan in the casino late and Barkley throwing a dude through a window and, you know, the parties and the lifestyle. That's like lavish to me. That there should be a movie written about that NBA. But this NBA, they are a different breed. They're just, you know, they're kids. They're like, they come in younger and there's less of the influence.
They
it's more
simultaneously
of a business.
Better and worse.
They are simultaneously better and worse.
I can't think of any answer.
Could be both.
Like, I mean, what are things I like? Could they be making like hilarious videos in their spare time?
Free throw shooting.
Yeah. I wish they were addicted to practice.
Right.
Yeah. And playing the right
Success.
Way.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish they were addicted to floor burns, John. Mm-hmm. I wish they were addicted to floor
Suicide.
Burns.
Suicides.
We got one more question.
Ham Sinky asks, you guys, it's draft week. It's also World Cup time. So I'm wondering, in a draft of the World Cup players to play basketball, who are the top three picks and who are their comps?
I don't care
this
about this question.
This is an impossible question.
I don't care about this question.
You haven't been World Cupping it?
I have been World Cupping it. I don't know enough beyond the surface level of like the biggest stars.
Okay, so Messi is obviously LeBron.
Okay. No, Messi is Trae Young. Because he's 5'5" and he's exciting, outlandish. I mean,
I feel like Messi.
I'm thinking of literal physical traits.
Then let's say Messi's Doncic, maybe.
Okay, I'll accept
it. Because he's a playmaker, you know. But I feel like he was saying like who's their NBA comps. But if you want to take a draft, I see what you mean. But Messi's the guy who's all alone on his team. Argentina somehow got through, still alive. But if they want to know who could play basketball, I mean, we got to look at the goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the Kasper Schmeichel.
Who's
Neuer?
Who's the? I'm excited about the Iranian guy.
Oh,
who was sleeping in his car and saved the penalty against Ronaldo.
There's a 45-year-old goalie out there.
The Icelandic goalie who. The coach is the part-time dentist. He's like a full-time something else. I think he saved a penalty as well. I also want to switch it. I want to switch it up.
Go ahead.
Unless you have more, John, because you are the soccer guy. I want to switch it. Which NBA guys do we wish were playing in the World Cup?
All of them.
I mean, here's the thing.
Just pick a couple.
If LeBron...
Steph Curry. Marc Gasol.
Oh, my
Steph
goodness.
Steph Curry got them feet issues.
What if Dwight Howard played goalie?
Yeah.
Man, he would be winking at girls in the front row and miss the ball going in.
Well, that does require... Goalie requires, like...
Attention.
Astute attention.
Right.
Got to take that Adderall.
But... I mean, just imagine his wingspan and how much land he can cover.
Antetokounmpo would be the ideal.
Mo Bamba.
Karl Anthony Towns.
I just want to hear the Univision play-by-play guy yell Mo Bamba's name.
I don't think these huge guys are gonna do it. I think you got to get like a more compact.
Yeah, because I've always, when I was a kid, I thought.
I mean, De'Aaron Fox would be an awesome.
He'd be incredible.
I always had like.
Stop-start Westbrook.
Harden for that matter.
With ice hockey,
down.
I always thought that, like, yeah, we could go with the bigger guy, the fat goalie, the Goldberg theory from Mighty Ducks.
I like my goalie's fat. They always
shove
say.
A fat guy in there, and he just blocks
really
the whole thing.
Well, I think Chrissy Teigen said that she could. She's 95% sure she could be an NHL goalie. She's like, I could sit there with all the pads.
Yeah, I'm 400 pounds.
Seems fine.
I know who Chrissy Teigen is.
Good job, John.
That's my boy.
I feel
she's a Twitter personality.
I feel like I feel like Manu would have been incredible.
Yes,
I feel like he would.
Those are the easy ones, like Marc Gasol, like the guys
Nash.
Who you see do little
You've
things.
Seen them.
Nash was a
Nash would have broken down. I'm thinking of a guy who probably.
What's
never
funny is
played.
You think of Steve Nash and you don't realize he'd be like Zlatan Ibrahimovic size.
I think right. I think Lance Stevenson would be a Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Know.
That's
Spain.
Kelly Olynyk would probably be like a Sergio Ramos then.
Okay.
Breaking shoulders.
Breaking shoulders, absolutely.
I like that.
I like what we're doing now.
Who
else
is
very 2-foot tackle?
So Ronaldo?
Oh, Ronaldo is...
Okay, Ronaldo, we're about to get scared.
He's always been the Kobe to me.
Is
he's
he Kobe? Been,
Ronaldo's much better than Kobe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steph?
I think Ronaldo's Westbrook.
Ooh.
Interesting.
But just wins more. Or
it's
more.
Just kind of very showy look at me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of stats hunting, it's taking off his shirt to reveal his perfect body.
He's such a gorgeous man.
There's been a lot of...
He was much uglier when he was poor, though. His face is
oh,
changed.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pictures? It's my goodness.
Shocking.
He is a...
What has he done? I haven't seen this.
Oh, they just remade his face.
Just made a whole new face.
God. He bought a face.
Yeah.
I'm not so poor.
I mean, he isn't like...
I need
still
to buy
has,
a smaller
You can still
face.
See it when he smiles a certain way. He even has like trained his face to not smile like it used to and show all the gums.
He's wearing...
But sometimes when he's really happy, you'll see the gums.
My drummer got new teeth and I realized I had never seen his smile before because he just did like the, you can't see this, right. But would smile without opening his mouth.
Yeah, the closed mouth. That's pretty good. All right. Well, those were some questions submitted by our Patreon supporters. If you want to hear your own question read on the air, you got to support us at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. If you join us at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast, you also get access to exclusive bonus content.
I'm going
to
put a picture of my weightlifting set in my backyard on the Slack.
That's pretty good.
Thank
also,
you.
It's still in the editing phase. Chuck has revealed some things about his his Bonnaroo trip.
Chuck and I made a Bonnaroo video that was completely unusable.
No, we can't really do it.
Yeah, so, if you join the Slack chat, you can get it all.
Oh, yeah, it's all in there. And it's like Reform Chuck. I think we should probably take some of the more... illicit podcasts and throw them on Patreon so that I don't have problems in family custody.
See, I'm not certain the Patreon paywall is strong enough for the things you're considering posting.
For a subpoena from a judge.
That is why Chuck's Bonnaroo Diary has not been released yet. I'm not sure that's for our banner.
Just if you're on Slack, DM me and I'll text you the audio file.
Yeah. If you pay enough on our Patreon, Chuck will text you.
DM me, I'll get your number, and I'll text you
the I can provide audio file. A sliver of the Chuck as friend experience.
Yeah. All right, so anyway...
If you want me to go on.
Yeah. So if you want to support this show, get access to bonus content that is fit to be heard, and try to get Chuck's phone number to get the stuff that is not fit to be heard, patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast.
Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has never been easier, thanks to SeatGeek. They've created an amazing app and website that makes ticket buying easier than it has ever been. They pull all the tickets available on other sites into one place so you never miss a deal, and more importantly, you aren't wasting time. You can even set alerts for upcoming events, and they'll let you know if ticket prices fall. Even better, every ticket on SeatGeek is ranked based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. And before you buy, you can use SeatGeek's detailed maps to see the view from your seat. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I use it all the time. SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price. You get to see the full ticket price from start to finish, and they never surprise you with big fees at the checkout page. Now, here's the best part about SeatGeek for all of you out there listening to the
Fast Break Breakfast.
My listeners who make their first SeatGeek purchase get a $20 rebate. And to get it, all you have to do is download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code, then enter promo code
Fast Break Breakfast.
SeatGeek will then send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It does not get any easier than that. So download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code
FASTBREAKBREAK
today.
All right. Steak and eggs, best thing. What's the best thing that happened in the last week or two? There's a lot of basketball to be talked about. We haven't even mentioned the draft.
No.
But anyway, I don't want to shoehorn you into any specific topic.
I don't. I really love that the Sacramento Kings are mining Bitcoin. It's interesting to me.
I don't know why,
but I just read an hour ago that, they're doing Ethereum. They're mining Ethereum. And that's because they believe blockchain is going to revolutionize the world. I am officially out of the Bitcoin market. If Sacramento is on board, sell, boys.
Bitcoin?
Just say the word blockchain.
We're late to the party there.
Well, I mean, technically, right now, I feel like we're grouping all cryptocurrencies together.
Did Haralabob finally get a front office position?
I think Ethereum is who they drafted in the second round.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I think so.
That's a French Luc Besson.
I've put all my money in Papayannis's.
Really? Are you flush in Papayannis?
Is this a situation where...
Weirder investment, Bitcoin or Marvin Bagley III?
Is this one of those things where everyone who downloads the Kings app, all of a sudden your phone's working? You're like, why is my battery running low? Like, and then you're like, why is the Kings app using 98% of my battery?
Yeah, it's a decentralized internet like Silicon Valley. Yeah. No, that's what the Kings are doing. We're going to find out one day that this is all a Ponzi scheme. Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme, and it's being run by Bernie Madoff from jail.
Yeah. Cryptocurrency ain't going to help Marvin Bagley get that three-pointer. You know what I'm saying?
My best thing, I guess I'll go to the draft. I'll go to the big topic. Luka Doncic ending up in Dallas seems great. I have a few questions about how it happened.
No.
And this is where I differ from mainstream NBA analysis. The trade for Doncic for Trae Young was the Mavs traded next year's first round pick. I think it's top five protected. And that was it. That's all it took. Yeah. Was they traded the five pick and next year's first round pick for the three pick for Luka Doncic. They did that instead of just doing a swap of Wes Matthews and Kent Bazemore. Kent Bazemore is better than Wes Matthews right now. He's under contract for 1 year longer for $19 million. In 1920, I don't understand why you wouldn't rather have Kent Bazemore and your first round pick next year as opposed to saving the salary cap space. It seems like everyone's like, oh yeah, it would have cost him $19 million this way. They save that money. Is salary cap space that important to the Mavs that they would rather not have their first round pick and a slightly better player?
I think they wanted to get it for sure.
I mean, but they got it. Like, that was it. Like, I mean, unless the reports are different, I don't know.
I live in a world where I can only fixate on why the Grizzlies didn't do anything at all.
We were at a draft watch
party. Why couldn't we have been involved in some of this trade scheme?
Because we don't have anything to give.
Yeah, there's no picks in the future.
I thought Jaren Jackson was the sexy, awesome analytics pick that was going to...
He is.
He is? Is he?
I mean...
It's the only thing I'm clinging to.
That he's Chris Bosh light.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your best case, drink the Kool-Aid, watch the Kevin Garnett hype video of Jaren Jackson Jr. It's like, oh, he's going to be the next KG / Chris Bosh.
Right.
Funny-looking jumper offensive guy. He's got a handle.
What you really want
so many years away.
To me, it seems like the Hawks win just by getting to make this move. Because it seems like Schwenk wants to do this, you know, Warriors light thing.
Yeah.
He's got what he thinks is his Steph Curry. You know, everyone's finding all these pieces and finding the parallels to the Dubs. So to me, anything they got to move down very little is gravy.
It does seem. It also seems good because moving down obviously paid off handsomely. It looks like for the Celtics last year. So another move down. If you don't trust Luka Doncic, you know.
Right. And then as far as what you're talking about with Bazemore and Matthews, it could have been something as simple as personality fit or, you know.
Could have been.
Who doesn't love Bazemore?
Bazemore's beloved.
And you only want Wes Matthews when he's in a Blazers uniform from 7 years ago.
With, you know, a working, what is it, Achilles?
Or if you're in the iShop League.
Oh. Here's the thing, though. Now, as a Grizzlies fan, you kind of are hoping that Doncic is
terrible.
Darko.
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping.
I
it's
can't.
Sad that I'm like, as a person.
You're in my world.
Who roots for the Grizzlies, I want him to fail miserably.
Yes.
But I know he won't because I know Dallas is a great coach and a stable organization
also,
outside
yes.
of
Are
the
they?
Sexual harassment in the front office.
Yeah.
Well, that's not
and
the
treatment of Nerlens Noel.
Hey, don't let your mom in
is
the
that
building.
Also sexual harassment?
Doncic.
Yeah,
don't
no
let
kidding.
Her. His mom is cute. Mama, forget it. Keep her away from Mark Cuban.
I like the theory that, like Doncic, you know, he's 2-1, two and a half to one,
250
to win Rookie of the Year. But I like going against that on under the theory that Dennis Smith Jr. will not
allow him.
Nah.
But it's a great situation for Luka. He's going in with Dirk,
and
who's another Euro.
And the Mavericks are rumored to be trading for DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
DeAndre Jordan, who doesn't block shots anymore and is on the wrong side of 30.
I mean, the Mavs are
going
to try to compete. That doesn't look
Mavs
well
always instance. Try to compete, yeah. except for games last year.
Right. Which was that was like amazing stealth Warlockian tanking.
I mean,
very good.
So good. That tank was impressive.
Deep cut.
But I can't get past the fourth pick, and it reminds me of a little ditty I once heard.
Oh.
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Hadley.
This is a game called Shoot or Pass.
Game of Scones. I just need a Game of Scones in there, John.
That's, yeah, that's a good point.
You get excited. It's been a while since the three of us have done a scone.
It's hard to do Game of Scones over the phone.
It is.
Yeah. Your phone, and you're talking into it and trying to look at it. It's not the
game
best.
Game of phones.
Why would you be looking at your phone during a Game of Scones?
Well, he's administering it.
Oh, I got
he
you.
He usually
oh,
does.
Okay.
History of the NBA draft. Pick number 4 has been pretty pivotal.
Oh, I will be terrible at this game.
Well, I'm going to make it pretty easy for you. It's called Pass or Shoot. You don't even have to make a guess if you don't want to. You can choose to pass it to your opponent. So it's kind of like the James Worthy end of the UNC game. Just throw it to the other team.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose between 2 years. And you can choose. And I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
About after you choose either one of the years, or you can pass it to your opponent. Keith, let's start with you.
Okay.
You can either have 2017, 2009, or pass it to Chuck.
What? My brain just broke. So I have to tell you who the fourth pick in 2017
or
2009 Or
2009,
is.
Or if you don't think you can get either of those, pass it to Chuck. And I will be giving you a hint after this.
This is like the worst thing. I'm the worst at this, remembering any drafts. I will shoot this one for fun.
Okay.
I will take 2017, and now I'll try to remember last year's draft.
With the fourth pick.
Yeah.
This big-haired big came from the University of Kansas.
Oh, Josh Jackson.
That's correct. No strikes for Keith. First to three
the
strikes is
made
out.
It very, very easy. Thank you.
Yeah. You better throw me a lob.
All right. Well, you don't even have to answer if you don't want
okay.
to. 2016, 2008, or pass it to Keith.
2016.
With the fourth pick, the Phoenix Suns yet again selected this mythical creature.
It is the kid that scored a bunch of points. I hate him, and he's from Kentucky. And he
no,
that's not him.
This is a mythical
creature.
Like the,
it's a
the
failure.
Clue is in the creature.
I believe
oh, Dragon
lost.
Bender.
No,
I'm giving it to him.
Dragon Bender.
No strike for Chuck.
I see, because I didn't use a name. I'm technically correct.
Very good cheating.
What's that dumb kid's name that we hate?
Are you trying to think of the name Devin Booker?
Devin Booker.
Oh.
I don't know why. It's
just your style.
I just don't like him, so I blocked him out.
Keith, I'm going to give you 2009 again or 2015.
I'll shoot. With these hints, I'm shooting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which year would you
we'll keep walking it back. 2015.
2015. I'm not going to give you the team, and
okay.
it's getting a little harder.
Okay.
But I do think you can get this. We have talked about his brother multiple times on the podcast.
Oh.
Fourth pick in the 2015 draft. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chuck, can you steal?
No.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, he talks about his brother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His brother's like wartime consigliere.
Yeah, he's
oh,
like a,
yeah. That threw me off.
Yeah. It, I thought
probably
he was,
everyone knew.
I looked at brothers in the league.
Sorry.
That's what I did
yeah,
in my head.
That was a tough quote. That was
so,
a tough
I guess
one.
I would
I'll
done
throw
better.
A hard one at Chuck.
It's
okay,
fine.
Cool.
That
give
is
me a
our
hard one.
First strike.
Yeah, give me a hard one.
Chuck, 2014 or 2009?
I pass.
Ooh, we did it.
Give me that 2009.
2009. This player has had two stints in Memphis, one of which might not be the one you're thinking of.
2009 four pick. Is it? Was that Mike Miller?
No.
Oh, he was drafted by the Magic.
It was like,
I'm going to give you one more hint. Drafted by the Kings.
Oh.
He should get half a point for this.
Drafted by the Kings in 2009.
Rookie of the year.
Oh, Tyreke Evans.
Mm. That's correct.
See, that, come on.
I'm not penalizing.
Come on.
I could not be worse in
Come on.
Years of the NBA.
Yeah, that's bad.
I thought the double.
This is all. I'm playing in protest.
Okay. I got two strikes for Keith. It's running a little
hints.
Long here. It's running a little long.
He
couldn't think of the name Devin Booker.
I know, but he wasn't. And I would have got it wrong.
Keith, 1999 or 1989?
Oh, I'm excited. I'll go 99.
Okay.
I will shoot.
Mm.
The most auspicious and terrifying of the Kardashian curse.
Would this be? So
had the worst results from being with a Kardashian.
So the listener should know that we have a baby monitor on,
right?
And there's a swing that's going tick tock, and it really is
it's perfect.
It's like the bomb ticking. It's very nerve wracking. However. This Lamar Odom?
It is. Well done, Keith. Keith.
Good job.
I feel like that's the first one I got right. I'll be honest.
All right. Chuck. Mm-hmm. 1989, 1996.
96.
Man. Oh. 1996. This man may be the most legendary and important basketball player besides LeBron in the world. Bonus hint, similarity to Mike Tyson. A similar feature to Mike Tyson.
Okay, Mike Tyson's got a lisp and weird teeth. 96 would be, I don't know.
Keith, can you steal?
For the record, I don't understand your clues at all.
Right.
Is it Marbury?
It is. You do understand my clues. Are you such a jerk?
Face tattoo.
Well, I didn't understand the thing about the most important basketball
face
player
tattoo?
Of all time or
New Yorker from with a face tattoo?
I mean,
tattoo?
He is kind of the king of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Okay. He's got a lot of fans.
Cool.
Keith, let's go with...
That wasn't a hint. That was a diversion. You gave me the old 22 Skidoo.
The Porzingis hint also.
This John here.
This is the fun with John's game of scope.
Let's give it 19. Let's go with 1978.
No.
That or 2008.
I will shoot 2008.
Zach Lowe is the vice president of the This Player Did Not Deserve His MVP bandwagon.
Derrick Rowe? No, he was the first pick.
Oh, eight,
fourth pick. MVP.
Five, four,
wasn't
three, two, one.
Man, I'm blanking.
The answer was, and this is your third strike, Russell Westbrook.
Yay.
Oh, of course.
I win by default.
Well, sorry my clues were so weird, but I enjoyed making them up.
And I want to tell you something. my game theory of passing and making you give me the hard one.
This was...
Because I juiced it up. If you go back and listen, I was like, yeah, give me a hard one. And then, boom, I hit like LeBron to Danielle Marshall.
We could have got to some fun ones because Chris Bosh is in there.
Yep.
Mike Conley is in there.
Yeah.
The list is pretty amazing. We could have had some fun with Cody Zeller.
Mm.
I mean, these are some of the lower ones.
I've seen him
at
Subway twice.
Wow. Yeah.
Cody Zeller.
Chris Paul. I mean, it's a really, the fourth pick has been really pivotal going. I mean, we could have had fun with Rasheed. Sleepy-eyed Danielle Marshall was an amazing clue.
Oh.
Jamal Mashburn and Jim Jackson, back-to-back Mavericks picks. That's going back through the fourth pick. Was really fun, and hopefully, like, I'm really trying to talk myself into Jaren Jackson. Keith's done a pretty good job of telling me all the Kevin Peltons of the world really love him, but my limited watching of him is kind of depressing.
The thing I hate about it is it's a pick for critics of the Grizzlies and Chris Wallace that we can't criticize for years.
Right.
Like, if he's not good for 2 years, you were like, right. Well, yeah, he's a development pick.
Right.
So it's like, well, when... Mm-hmm. I do know the Grizzlies have no one that can play forward. And they're rumored to be going after Avery Bradley, who is shorter than I am.
Why are the Grizzlies the last people to know that Grit and Grind is dead? Is it because they're so, like, attached to the brand?
They got and that, so and, many towels
and
left.
That is, they have so many towels left. They have this brand that's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Right. And I get it, but it's just, it's gone. We don't need, that miracle isn't happening twice. You know, Avery Bradley's not going to be Tony Allen. Even during the draft, I got kind of irritated that we kept hearing about these grit and grind players. It's not going to work again.
Yeah, and that's my biggest objection with this taking Javon Carter, who I know nothing about other than the stuff that Chris Vernon tells me is good.
He's kind of Tony Allen.
Seems like the most PR pick ever.
Yeah,
who's the most grit and grind story we can sell to Grizzlies fans?
Right,
right.
I mean, to get off the Grizzlies.
I can't.
If Mike Conley twists his ankle again, they're going to win 5 games.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they're still the same team. They have no forwards. Mm-hmm. They have no wings.
Mark's
like,
going to be mad.
Dylan Brooks is short and has short arms, like, and he's a forward. And there's no backup point guard that you can trust.
I know you want to leave the Grizzlies desperately, but this year's story of the Grizzlies is going to be the Dylan Brooks backlash.
Oh, yeah. Well,
when people realize he is not very good.
He should be your 8th player.
Right.
9th player.
It's not going to be his fault.
Has everyone done a steak and eggs? Did I do a steak and eggs?
Yeah, I did Bitcoin.
Oh, I did Doncic.
My steak and eggs, I mean, it's basically, I love the NBA draft, even as miserable as it made me. I think it's the great pageant of the NBA. Like, no draft in any sport compares to the NBA draft. And
I don't know. I used to get into the NFL draft.
NFL draft's too long, though.
But the NBA draft doesn't matter after 5 picks.
The suits technically are,
you know,
so...
Odds are. Like, odds are.
The suits are so spectacular.
Oh, they did a comparison of LeBron James's rookie draft class, their suits with the modern suits that the players are wearing.
Right.
My goodness.
A lot less fabric.
Miles and miles less fabric. But you
rings?
See some,
what are those called?
Who's the dude that wore that Gucci scarf? Was it a pashmina?
Wakanda Forever.
That guy, I don't know what that was. That's a $5,000 Gucci suit. Everything's custom made. Everything's wonderfully tailored. Italian.
You're talking about Wendell Carter Jr., by
Wendell,
the way.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Mr. Wendell, yeah. I don't understand that pick either by the Bulls. We could go by each pick and just have Keith attempt to explain every pick to me.
So why don't we just...
I've heard enough draft analysis that I can pretend that I know. You know, I know this. I know the pat answer of all the, like, draft picks and why that's good, why that's a question mark, why it fits.
Yeah, I can get completely flabbergasted by the first pick.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why would you do that?
And this is how I do it. I spent years paying attention to the NBA draft, and I learned that nothing ever matters, and 4 guys from every draft are someone you know in 5 years. And I don't put any effort into it until those guys, Donovan Mitchell,
but
pops off his rookie year.
Last year, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, I mean, the game's changing.
But that's rare that that kind of impact happens right away with rookies.
Yeah, but I think the way the game is so streamlined from AAU – very short stops in college, it's different.
I mean, we had trash draft the year before that. We've had bad Michael Carter Williams drafts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, you know, to get hyped
up. And
that
is an excellent
and also,
counterpoint and perhaps checkmate.
Right. So, and those will continue to happen. You'll have fat drafts. You'll have, slender drafts where you won't have as much talent. All I know is when these guys start popping and I can pick them up on my fantasy team, that's when I care about them. All this other talk is silly.
I can't help but get into it.
And it's just part of the, like, sports talk industrial complex, which
I honestly enjoyed the draft probably more than the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. It's hard
to say. After game one.
I think so. I mean, I love the team building. I love just dreaming about how
right.
And that's what it is. The draft is the hope machine of the NBA.
Unless you're a Grizzlies fan.
And everybody who watches sports always has to have hope because there's only one winner. The rest of us have hope.
So, opposite of steak and eggs is cream of wheat, worst thing. My worst thing is related to the draft. It's related to the Suns. and what they've done with their draft. They have brought in hope. They have sold hope. They brought in a big man, Ayton, which mm-hmm. they might as well not play Alex Lynn and Tyson Chandler anymore or Alan Williams. they brought in a big guy who is, should be an offensive juggernaut. They traded to get an NBA-ready prospect in Mikal Bridges. However, that pick, that number 10 pick that they got from the Sixers has a sordid history. You guys may remember that Steve Nash was once traded to the Lakers to form a super team.
Ah, what a team it was.
In that trade, the Suns received two first-round picks from the Lakers. One of those first-round picks was conveyed in 2013 and sort of became Tyler Ennis. So that left the Suns with another first-round pick from the Lakers. So then in 2015, you will probably remember, the Suns acquired Brandon Knight. Mm. And in that trade, they sent that future Lakers first-round pick.
He of the lats and the glutes.
Which, because of the protections, ended up being this year's number 10 pick. You still with me?
No.
So then on that same day in February of 2015, they traded Goran and Zoran Dragic to the Heat for Chuck's son, Norris Cole.
Yes.
And two first-round picks. Those two first-round picks they got from the Heat was this year's number 16 pick and the 2021 unprotected pick. So, if you're with me, now they traded 16 pick of this year's draft, which they got from the Heat, and the 2021 Heat pick to the Sixers.
Yeah, that's Zaire Smith, right?
For that number 10 pick, which was theirs earlier from the Steve Nash trade.
Is Grayson Allen somehow involved in this now?
Grayson Allen is not involved in this.
Did you just solve who the Golden State Killer was?
So it just turns out that...
How many pushpins and strings did this take you on a wall?
You know, not
we walked in here today, and Keith was holding a baby going, there's something with this draft pick. it's Michael Phelps.
But, I mean, in essence...
Like Jake Gyllenhaal and Zodiac.
They traded...
You were a cartoonist, Keith. You're now a like true
crime
author.
They traded Goran Dragic and that Lakers pick... Pretty
hey,
much
Keith,
for
can
Mikal
you skip
Bridges.
All this stuff and just tell me who won the trade?
Yeah, I mean...
Can we get a grade?
Mikal Bridges won the trade because he got freed from Philadelphia.
If it's ringer.com grading the trade, it's an A or a B.
Yeah, so the winner of the trade is Mikal Bridges, who everyone was like, oh, he was projected to go to the Sixers and his mom works for the Sixers and he went to Villanova and he's been in Philadelphia. Like, guys... He didn't want to go play for his mom's team, I don't think.
I do not want to play anywhere near my mother. I ran away from my parents as quickly as I could.
Can you imagine like going to school in the same city, kind of where you're from, and then getting drafted of all the teams by the team that your mom works for?
No.
It seems like it's fine that he gets to go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's my worst thing, Suns.
My worst.
Years and years of hope into maybe a win now move.
We're staying in the draft, but let's go through the ringer.com draft grades. Ready?
Yes.
This won't take long. A, B, A, B, 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 A, C, A, C, A, A, B, 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 C, A.
That's how you get an extra life in Contra, right?
I was going to say, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like me reviewing movies.
I mean, what
every movie is a B, boys and girls.
No. This is why we have to step out.
You have to grade on a curve at least, right?
We can't talk about draft grades.
They are grading it on did they select a player, which was the goal. Yes.
I mean, I just...
the goal, did they select a player? They did. That's at least a C.
That's at least a C.
If you didn't draft the player, D.
So the only team that can't get a good grade is like Minnesota Vikings from 20 years ago.
Right, when they just got to make the pick.
I mean, if you miss a dunk, you get a 6.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
I think so.
A 6 is lower than a C, though.
This is wrong. This was what's wrong with the everybody gets a medal America.
Oh, thank you. Daddy's back.
Look, guys, you know, competition means somebody wins and somebody loses. If there's an A, there's got to be an F.
Chuck, that's why I like the Utah Jazz going a little high, getting Grayson Allen. He will get your floor burns.
That's an F!
That's an F! Dumb white bitch.
That's an F.
He is awful. I hate him.
You tripping.
No. I do like that there's a video of Donovan Mitchell smacking him in the face from college.
That is great. Oh, yeah. I did watch that three times on
and
Twitter.
And Rubio tweeted it. He's like, yeah. Oh, I didn't know Donovan.
Hi, guys.
You played like that.
We should set up a safe word.
It's pretty good.
So my worst.
Yes, Chuck.
I don't know if you guys have been on thegood538.com. But
why are you guys just shouting out all these other websites?
I mean, whatever,
I guess we need
bro.
A website.
We got to talk crap about people. On 538, this is my problem, and it's my big thing, my worst thing is just how we've got to talk about everything. And now that the draft's over, we got to talk about LeBron. So right. Now there's a LeBron machine that's going on, and literally 538 came up with their own LeBron decision-making machine.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's kind of...
Does it have infographics?
It has an infographic. It uses their Carmelo player projections, a little modeling for each team's salary cap, and it builds basically a graph.
Will it tell me what to think and feel?
Yes, it'll
all
tell
right.
you...
I kind of like
where
all this.
Where does pass to Jordan Clarkson rank on the decision?
So, best for... it breaks down. It's a graph. Top of the graph, guaranteed title to win LeBron a title, and that's the Rockets. They got the best chance of LeBron winning a title, and it's a neutral for his legacy. Staying in Cleveland is great for his legacy, but drops his ability to win a title. Going to Golden State increases.
Is it great for his legacy?
He retires as a Cav, ever bringing a championship.
How is it neutral for his legacy if he wins a title on the Rockets? Winning a title, period, the way the world works, is good for his legacy.
Pretty leg-essential.
Leg-essential. But no, what is negative, what it's saying is if he goes there and wins a championship, then it's a wash. Because he won a ring. But if he goes...
That is stupid.
If he goes to... to paint a picture, Keith is holding his baby who is colicky or
stepping
something.
Stepping in and out of
and
the...
And literally just coming in while he's rocking his baby to sleep. But the worst
thing... Keep saying really dumb things just to see if we can get Keith to step back
It would
in.
Be a great idea for him to go play in Minnesota.
I think he's going to play for the Blazers.
But yeah...
It's still not working.
But what's weird is him going to the Sixers, other than Golden State and the Rockets, is the best chance for him to win a championship. So I hate this more than anything, but I can't stop looking at it, and I can't stop reading it, and that's why it's the worst of the week. All we have when we can't watch basketball is things to talk about basketball, and that's part of our business model here, but God, it gets old.
You're just tired. You're tired of the LeBron chatter. But I mean, this was
too
much to be LeBron chatter. He's going to change teams. We're pretty sure, right?
We're almost certain. What does Vegas say? Did we look that up?
Lakers.
It's been going down. At one point, it was like minus 380 or almost close to 350.
There was a spike.
And now it's closer to like minus 150. But mm-hmm. it's going to be an upset if it doesn't go to the Lakers. I mean, you talked about like their...
What's funny is Kawhi has kind of taken center stage.
Yeah, I think the Kawhi...
You know what? Kawhi always wanted this.
Right.
He's always wanted to be the center of attention.
Did he?
He's gotten really mad about like not getting shoe deals.
But
and
is
stuff.
This... Oh, really? Is this recently? Or over time?
Because I don't remember him. But he's not... His story is the center of attention.
Right.
But he's not in it. He's not talking. He's not saying
anything. I know, but
there
were whispers of an irreparable break of trust.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I mean, he keeps yelling.
But
he's not playing with the Spurs anymore.
He's putting it out there. But I don't know. The Spurs stuff is so crazy to me. It just doesn't make sense. They're one player away. One player away from being a title.
How funny
player.
Is it? And Keith brought it up earlier when I tried to mention the Spurs as this organization beyond reproach. But really, we didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
that was a construct.
An assumption.
And maybe it was never like that.
Here's the thing: sometimes your reputation becomes who you actually are, and then you change, and your reputation stays the same. And that's probably what's happening in San Antonio.
Yeah.
See, I have a reputation around Nashville being a party Bonnaroo animal. But guess what I also am and have turned into? A business owner.
Entrepreneur.
Slightly less fat, fat guy.
Slightly less fat, the citizen in the community and contributor to our society. But John will never let me know that I am those things. He will only call me a big...
party monster.
Human party monster.
Puke machine.
But that's what's happening right now in the opposite way with San Antonio. San Antonio is, for our lives, for as long as we've been basketball fans, pretty much, has been this a tentpole of professionalism and success. That will and is inevitably going to end.
It seems to be crumbling.
Is it now?
I wonder what... I can't wait to read the book.
Man,
but they about did the Spurs. Win almost 50 games last year without Kawhi.
I know.
With so Scooby Doo as
so
their best player.
That is insane.
So once
to me.
He's gone and he's even out of the picture, it
but
seems like
this
they will
also
rebound just
gives
fine.
Me like this what is going on in Kawhi's head? Like he's in
that part's
he's in that organization, and maybe he sees things that we don't see. Maybe with all the stuff
to.
That if, the personal stuff that he knows that the franchise isn't going to be the same. But you got to think there's going to be some sort of pass on.
If you're building the Lakers right now are seem to be set up to at least bring in somebody.
Right. And you got to remember next year's free agency is also going to be
right.
insane.
And right. LeBron James has texted Kevin Durant, apparently, mm-hmm. according to Stephen A. Smith.
He just followed Jason Tatum on Instagram.
Yeah.
All the pieces fit.
But if you're the Lakers building this team and you have a couple promising young pieces
right.
in Ball and Ingram and, you know,
Randall.
Kuzma.
Can you use more of a Jamie Foxx voice here?
Yeah. Not so much Morgan Freeman. The
I'd like to think LeBron.
If you are building this team, if you get to pick two of the three of Kawhi, Paul George, and LeBron, who would you choose?
Kawhi and LeBron.
Kawhi and LeBron.
Without a question.
I feel like Paul George's long stock has
term,
slipped the most.
Long term, maybe if you're playing, okay, you got these guys for 6 years. At the end of this 6 year run, Paul George might be as good as LeBron.
No.
Because LeBron's not good.
Oh, you mean?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying at the end.
Yeah. I understand.
The last 2 years, Paul George is still going to be going up, and LeBron's going to be.
You're saying 32-year-old Paul George will be 41-year-old.
I think
right.
I think Paul George should take the most money he can get right now because he's never sniffing another.
Oh
deal
no,
this big
people are going to figure him out.
For sure. I disagree with that.
You think he's going to be a superstar that wins a championship?
Nah, I think he could be a co-superstar to win a championship.
Right, so he has to catch that check, and then he can go Iguodala.
He'll
and
never
be,
have a
role
getting him.
I don't
deal.
See Paul George in any MVP conversations, and I think LeBron and Kawhi are both regular.
This
MVP.
Is true.
The last we saw of Kawhi Leonard was against the Grizzlies for
Zach
real,
Lowe's.
In the playoffs.
He had Zach Lowe's MVP.
Or in that series, then he got hurt. You know, like
single-handedly beating the Warriors.
He looked like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Legitimate.
He was scoring insane. In isolation at will.
He was all iso buckets, and it was all the weird fadeaway Jordan moves, and then he was just ripping the ball away from people. So that was, again, maybe he has a degenerative health issue.
Right.
Part of me thinks I would, if I'm the Lakers, I'm opening my mind to Kawhi, Paul George.
Wow.
LeBron, cool dude. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't. Maybe
well,
I don't.
Mean, this those, may be your hottest take yet.
Well, I mean, but then you. I don't.
I'm not strong on that opinion, but I'm like that is seems like a very solid team building way to go.
And I don't think that ruins your franchise if you swing
that
and
leaves
miss.
Lonzo Ball there right. doing stuff.
So
why are we talking about Lonzo?
No, it's going to be
this
a
is
great
the center of the NBA universe
yeah,
right now.
He's going to be this a is, great. You know, he's going to be a reasonably good starter in the
just
NBA
remember,
for a long time.
Keith prefers Paul George and Kawhi to LeBron.
No, I mean, that's it. We can talk ourselves into all this stuff.
Because if you get LeBron and Paul George, you're
what
probably,
level of overthinking have you up. Approached here?
Oh, let's just you've seen the baby dungeon. You know, this man sits in a corner, and he's
so you really don't want LeBron out of those three.
I'm not.
But there's no
one,
question.
I don't like the Lakers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to see LeBron.
Say,
there.
But I'm not saying I want to see them fail. I'm just saying, like, right now they have young, good talent. They have max space. Going LeBron is a specific route that you're tying yourself
okay.
to.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah, you're paying him $30 million
now,
for the next 4 years.
I have heard this argument from Sixers people more than Lakers people. I guess I feel like the Lakers – I feel like nothing in the Lakers' dynastic roots right now is a sure thing. Like,
sure.
I don't know if any of those players are going to end up being superstars.
Oh, right.
No,
The current Lakers, no.
No.
Right.
I think you've got a strong core you could add a superstar to without having to dump
you like
and these young kids.
Fun core.
I think in 3 years,
want,
I think that
know,
team's going
to
be.
Magic and Palinka, they want rings immediately.
They do.
So they have to go with LeBron.
So here's the thing. After all this stuff with LeBron, when he's going to sign another one-year deal, there's no question about it. Here's the thing.
The hostage situation
do you know,
never
this
ends.
Is when we'll know, and hopefully we're still recording so I can remind you how right we are. The moment LeBron signs a multi-year deal, he's done.
Yeah.
He's checked out. He's going to be like in retirement mode.
Yeah.
because I can't see this 1 year stuff is the best thing for him, and it allows him to go chase his rings.
Pop as quiz hot shot. Who's going to be the first GM to like shoot the hostage here and not mess with LeBron's tactics
no,
anymore?
No, because that's the thing. As soon as he decides, okay, this is where I'm going to be, if it isn't a situation where he can win multiple rings, he's just going on a retirement tour. And I think that's something we could look forward to. But right now, when he's doing these one-year deals, he's trying to chase a chip.
Well, the craziest thing about LeBron is like it all ends with like playing with his son and stuff like that. It's just,
right. Well, and I think that's possible, and it would be amazing as a dad-centric breakfast podcast to have LeBron play with his son.
What but, would I? My bile level would be untenable.
John would just start puking.
Just be sitting here with like, my. With my dry nards and no Scion. The name dies with me. Oh, you guys and your families. LeBron.
Chris,
I have 42 pets now.
Norbert, get off the counter.
We can wrap that up. We don't need to go into more of the guessing because I feel like this is all going to break. We know we're going to know by Friday, tomorrow. He's at the early termination to end his contract, to assume he's going to go to... If he does, that means he's going to a team with cap space.
Right.
Or he can re-sign with the Cavs.
Right.
Re-up with the Cavs. So we'll know more then. It seems like there's reports that Paul George is just going to take that big offer, whatever a big offer is, from the Thunder.
Really?
It just seems wild. Or that he's going to stay there. We knew he was going to opt out because it would cost him $10 million to opt out.
I think he should. But I am stunned that it's a thing that's going to happen, or it's a possibility to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see.
Although, we trash Westbrook quite a bit for, rightfully thinking it must not be that fun to play with him, but everyone seems to love playing with him.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, everybody but Ty Lue.
And Kyle Singler.
Mm hmm.
Kyle Singler. He's mind wiped me.
He was like the last person to sign like a 5-year deal.
Before
they got rid of 5-year deals for non-re-signing superstars.
That was like a Manchurian candidate like word for me. I almost started shooting.
$20 million.
Kyle Singler.
All right, let's wrap it up with our par fadeaways. What things are we looking forward to in the coming weeks? I'm looking forward to what is going to happen with the Wizards and Clippers. The Austin Rivers Gortat swap, does that mean we're getting ready for a Boogie sign-in trade, maybe to the Wizards? Does it mean that the Clippers are, I don't know what it means for the Clippers. Like, they're just going to play their young guards? Are they tanking? Are they trading DeAndre Jordan? It tantalizes me with all the options, and it seems like finally we're going to see maybe the Wizards do a little something, because I don't think they're just going to sit there with Yan Mahinmi and then small ball lineups.
Yeah. There is a multitude of things outside of the LeBron NBA offseason that is, could happen. It's the Kawhi stuff. It's Boogie stuff. Is the Sixers. Are they going to have a plan if they don't land one of these guys?
Right.
There's a bunch of things.
J.J. Redick.
There's going to be and now there's this weird bulk. Big men, young guys in the league, what's going to happen to the league if these guys end up being good? If these big men, if we scoff at, oh, this isn't a big man league.
Right.
Here's the thing. If Shaquille O'Neal walked into the NBA right now, he would change the league.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a big man that shifts the paradigm again. A big guy that can run and play dominant low post basketball, because it isn't a part of the game. He'll have to be able to shoot free throws. But you'll have that's part of the and what if that happens and what happens to the NBA then?
Yeah, Bagley can't shoot free throws, right? One of the other.
I don't know about these kids. I already told you. I don't even know their names.
You don't know. I'm just thinking more about also if I was fantasy GMing or if I was not fantasy basketball, just like in my dream world on NBA 2K, like Paul George, LeBron James, there are so many teams that would be so fun to watch if they just got one of those. Like hilariously, like the Pacers.
Yeah.
Like the Pacers with LeBron James or Paul George returning, that roster would look great with one of those guys.
That is an awesome, fun thing for NBA 2K.
The Jazz. Thoughts. Exactly.
Right.
The Nuggets, who everyone, don't hide the fact that I love. The Nuggets.
The Michael Porter Jr. having Nuggets.
Oh, Michael Porter.
I mean, what if he wanted to go play with Anthony Davis?
Here's a game. Oh, yeah.
What if he wanted to go down there?
Like all these teams that have either a superstar with a couple good guys right. or just a bunch of really, really good players
right.
and need one alpha dog,
right.
they would be so dominant.
Toronto, like, if you swapped DeRozan for LeBron.
Yeah. John made the joke about the Blazers. Like the Blazers would be awesome with either one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just pair up. It's not that much fun.
It isn't. But go to it would be, you know, what if you went to the Nuggets? How That's you what I'm would saying. Just, you would lose it.
Well, like Gary Harris and Jamal Murray is the perfect LeBron right. James backcourt.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
awesome shooters. Can handle the ball, but don't necessarily love creating for others.
But he's going for, you know, he's going for things that actually have been, you know, proven. He's not going to go into some weird laboratory, try to figure out basketball. Like he would go to play with Giannis in Milwaukee.
I got a gambling question.
Hit me.
Over under 300 minutes played next season.
Michael Porter Jr.
For combined Tyler Lydon and Michael Porter Jr., the Nuggets 17 and 18 first-round draft picks. Over under 300 minutes. Chandler Parsons played 600 minutes, I think, his first season with the Grizzlies. Tyler Lydon played 4 minutes last year.
I think I would probably take the under.
Yeah, there's some talk of Michael Porter Jr. being a favorite for the 1920 Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, like
with his red shirt.
I feel like we might be looking at like a Ben Simmons type situation. It's just one of those things where I definitely am not willing to bet any money on him being healthy. I wonder what if we actually got that, what that number would be.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm going to obsess over this all day. Thanks yeah. a lot.
Here's my question. Who's your because you've been throughout the podcast the guy that tells me that guy's gonna be good, and without a doubt they've been incredible.
Ooh.
From college. No, there's been very few people that
I watch
you've been
too
like,
much college.
You
basketball.
Do watch a lot of college basketball. Who is the guy that you go, okay, for sure he's gonna be an NBA player, like a good player?
The easiest one is Marvin Bagley.
Okay,
he was the best college basketball player.
Right.
Now, could you tell me that he's not good? You know, he could end up being like Rudy Gay or something.
Right, which isn't a bad career.
You know, but if that's your number two pick and supposed to change your franchise, I could see why you'd be a little
disappointed.
Worried about that. Right. You know, that's why I'm so down on Jaren Jackson, because he was the least like... And the NBA's definitely changed, and there's a lot more guys who learn the game, you know, at a different rate,
right.
and it's different now. But he's the guy who like bummed me out the most. But Marvin Bagley was the most... That's why Doncic to me was so... That was your chance to do something splashy right, and amazing. Right. And him falling was... I can't talk about this anymore. Can we get? Can I do my par fade away?
Yeah, we're done. Your par fade away.
All right.
Out of here.
My par fade away is, guys, we made it through another season.
Hey-o.
We're past the draft. I'm excited about not seeing either of you next week while you're in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So I got you gifts.
Yay.
To commemorate the season.
Oh. Who is that?
Keith, we're reaching.
Who's that?
That is a... Can you turn it a little more?
Oh, we got a Colangelo.
Oh, a Colangelo cup.
Yes.
A Colangelo cup.
Let's get in
there.
Find
a new slant.
What does it say?
Oh, that's a normal collar. Move on. Find a new slant.
And I've also been trying to get this special shirt made.
Oh, nice.
I love that collar.
That's a good collar.
That's a great collar.
Sartorial splendor.
Mm.
Well, Keith, thanks for watching all the basketball this year.
There's a koozie.
And, yeah.
What does it say?
I don't
Veterans?
Know what that means. Veteran Sturdium?
That's the people who made that fine koozie.
I
thought I'd at least give them a shout out.
By
Chuck, fittingly, your gift is not basketball related. There are two of them.
Ooh, I got some barbecue sauce from Dreamland. Ain't nothing like them nowhere.
That's procured near a Monkey Joe's that we may have referenced.
Ooh, in Alabama. He told me he's getting some sauce in Alabama.
A terrifying...
Is that illegal?
That's a ring.
Nightmare ring.
Oh, this ring definitely has chambers to keep drugs in.
Absolutely.
It does?
Poison rings.
Where the chamber?
If you hit someone with that ring, you will do Charles Oakley level damage.
Chuck has gotten a ring that has looks like two compartments. Yeah, it could be
that
two
is a ring
jewels.
Where usually you have a title like it Baroness.
Is, it right. is legally not brass knuckles.
No, it isn't.
Because brass knuckles are illegal.
But, yo, you don't want to pop off with this because you will catch some heat.
Yeah.
This seems like a ring that, like, if I walked into an old mansion, there was a library and then, like, a statue there. If I put the ring into it,
yes.
and then the wall opens up and there's a, like, a gold
stash. That's how you get
stash.
To the bat pole.
Yeah.
I hope we're describing that well enough.
Mm-hmm. This
Speaking
ring
of brass
incredible.
Knuckles, is it crazy brass knuckles are illegal and guns aren't? I'm sorry. I just.
Well, you got to get turn. You got to get really close to kill somebody with brass knuckles.
Right. So those are
that's
really,
against the American
those,
way.
Those are illegal.
Yeah, in America, we love guns and have no health care. In Europe, that's why they fight. They all have health care and no guns. So you pop off at anybody.
Right.
Who cares? I end up in the hospital. I'm not going to die.
And just when you think we can't make this about basketball, I'll say two names. Crittenden Arenas.
Okay.
And scene.
All right, well, you guys, thanks for listening. You can support us at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. Though the season ends, the season is just beginning. We will keep on rolling. No end in sight.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Much like the American war machine.
52 weeks a year.
I want a vacation.
Patreon.com.
You're going to Vegas. I hate you guys.
/fastbreakbreakfast. You can like us on Facebook.
Hey, for real. Check us out in Vegas.
Follow us on Twitter at fastbreakbreak. I'm going to be having breakfast in Vegas a couple times. I'm probably going to post it on Twitter a few days ahead of time where I'm going to breakfast. Like, let's just hang out.
Yeah, come holler
NBA
at
Twitter.
Us.
Let's hang out.
Hit up Keith. I'll be there.
Keith and Chuck are so nice and approachable.
Yeah.
I am not a very nice man. This all works out.
It does work out.
It works out great. So you guys are the best. Thanks for listening. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.
Yeah, never apologize for being GNG. Fast break, break, man. You understand?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.